Good morning to all the brothers and sisters, Cerritos Church.
感谢神的恩典，这个安息日能够在这里跟大家一起来同守安息，来同享恩典。
So thank God for His grace that I can worship here with everyone and receive God's blessing together.
其实上一次在这里守安息日已经是一个月以前了
I remember the last time I held Sabbath here was about four weeks ago or a month ago.
那个时间过得很快。
So,
一个安息日，一个安息日过去，然后我们年岁就渐渐增长。
So time flies by really fast. As each week passes by, we also age at the same time.
有时候从一个地方到一个另外一个地方，见到一个认识的弟兄姐妹，一段时间不见，就已经又是一段时间过去了。
And so sometimes as I travel to different places, I haven't seen someone for a while. They also look different.
在这段时间里面，小弟到了加拿大去了一趟，协助那里的神训班。
And so in the past period of time, I went to Canada to help with the holy work there.
然后现在在伯恩教会又在举开我们美国的神训班，所以在那边帮忙。
And I also have been helping at Baldwin Park Church as they're holding their National Youth Theological Seminar.
不知不觉一个月就过去了。
So without me even realizing it, a month already passed by.
那今天我们可以在这里守安息日来敬拜神啊，来颂赞神，愿主耶稣基督能够施恩祝福我们。
So today that we're able to gather here to worship together, may the Lord remember us.
今天早上想要用我在这里啊作为题目来跟大家查考。
So this morning I would like to use a topic here I am as our mutual encouragement.
那这是神在呼叫一个人，呼叫被呼叫人他所对神回答的话。
So this is a response of somebody who was called by God.
在圣经里面，神曾经呼叫过许多人。
So in the Bible, God called upon many people.
是神直接出声音的呼叫。
And these callings are directly voiced by God.
那神的呼叫都有特别的目的的。
So God's calling has a special purpose.
那今天有时候我们会怀疑说神会不会叫我呢？
So today we might wonder, will God call upon me?
神会不会叫我们去做什么事呢？
Will God call me to do something special?
其实有时候神真的会叫我们的。
But the truth is sometimes God will call on us.
我们听过一些弟兄姐妹的见证，有一些人是被神呼叫去工作，去做工的。
We've also heard testimonies from brothers and sisters. There are some people indeed was called upon by God.
那圣经里面就更多例子了。
And so Bible also gives us many examples of such.
在创世纪里面，神曾经叫了亚伯拉罕。
In Book of Genesis, God once called upon Abraham.
在创世纪22章，神叫亚伯拉罕要去献他的独生子以撒。
In Genesis chapter 22, God asked Abraham to offer his only son Isaac.
那亚伯拉罕听到神叫他的名字，他就很勇敢地说：“我在这里。”
So when Abraham heard that God called his name, he bravely answered, "Here I am."
那这个道理呢，我们常在听，我们很熟悉的。
And so we heard about this sermon, this passage frequently. This is something we're all familiar with.
今天早上想跟大家来查考出埃及记第三章里面神叫摩西的事情。
So this morning I'd like to study the story of Moses, how God called upon Moses. This is recorded in Exodus chapter 3.
我们现在请翻开圣经出埃及记第三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
那么再一次来想想这个神呼叫摩西的事迹。
So let us once remember this event of God calling upon Moses.
这件事情也是我们常常听到的一个道理。
So this is a passage that we also heard about.
那我们再来一次想想看神叫他以及他的回答。
And so let us once again think about how God called him and what his response was.
三章第一节说，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
Verse 1, Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
这个时候的摩西他说他是牧养他岳父的 羊群不是他自己的。
So Moses at a time was tending the flock of his father-in-law, not flock of his own.
那其实摩西在这个地方已经住了40年了。
Moses lived in the area already for about 40 years.
那这40年当中他没有自己的产业。
So in the 40 years, he did not own any inheritance.
他一直过的都是寄居的生活。
So he led a life of sojourner in the 40 years.
那 他其实那时候他已经有儿子了。
At the time, he already had a son.
他有妻子有儿子，但是他没有产业。
He had a wife and a son, but he didn't own any inheritance.
摩西曾经在埃及的王宫受过很好的教育。
Moses once received very good education in the palace of Egypt.
曾经过一个非常丰富的生活。
He once led a life of abundance.
但是他现在在米甸的旷野里面，他已经在那里照顾羊群40年。
But now, in the desert of Midian, he tend the flock for 40 years already.
这40年当中，他未曾想过说他想要回去看看他的家人。
So in the past 40 years, he never once thought that he wanted to return to Egypt to visit his family.
他也不曾想过说要他自己的产业。
He never once wanted to claim his inheritance.
他就是非常单纯的每一天过一样的日子。
So he simply led the same life day after day.
那这样一个旷野牧羊的生活，其实对他来说，他已经没有任何的志向了。
And a life leading or tending the flock in the desert, he already did not have any high goals.
圣经特别说，有一天，第二节说，神的使者就从荆棘里的火焰中向摩西显现。
Verse 2, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flame of fire from within a bush.
那为什么神要从荆神的使者是从荆棘的火焰中向摩西显现呢
？So why did the angel of the Lord appear to him in the flame within a bush？
如果我们记得圣经里面所描述的，像当时候神在叫亚伯拉罕的时候，从天上出声音叫他的。
So if you remember the story in the Bible, when God called upon Abraham, he called from the heavens.
所以从天上来的声音是很正常的。
So it's very natural to hear the voice of God from the heavens.
那这里圣经说神是从荆棘的火焰中向摩西显现，是在火焰当中。
But instead here, God showed himself in the flame of fire.
那神都没有讲话。
And God did not say a word.
他就在火焰当中让摩西注意到。
And so he attracted Moses' attention from the flames of fire.
然后摩西就观看，他就说不料荆棘被火烧着，为什么没有烧毁？
And so Moses thought this,and saw that the bush was on fire, but it did not burn up.
那这个时候表示说，摩西他其实已经观察这个火焰一段时间，他看到这个东西有火在旷野，有时候有火是正常的，因为会有很干燥，可能会有火花，会山林大火嘛，我们这边常常熟悉的。
And it's very natural to see, sometimes the bush will get burned up because it's so dry. We see that in desert fire often.
表示说其实摩西他观察这个火应该是注意了一段时间，他发现这个照理说这个火在烧应该荆棘会烧掉啊。
So Moses noticed this fire for a while, naturally, if a bush was on fire, it should get burned up.
所以他就发现说这个不太对。
And so he realized that this is not right.
所以摩西第三节就说了，我要过去看这个大异象，这荆棘为什么没有烧坏呢？
Verse 3, so Moses thought, I will go over and see the strange sight. Why did the bush not burn up?
那我们看到这个地方，神用一个很特殊的方法要引起摩西的注意啊。
And so here we can see God use a very special way to raise Moses' attention.
圣经说神向摩西显现。
The Bible tells us that God appeared himself to Moses.
是在火焰当中，神其实已经一直在看着摩西了。
But within the fire, God already was watching Moses for a while.
只是神没有出声音而已啊。
But God did not make a noise.
那摩西这个时候看着火焰，他也不知道这个火焰是什么意思啊。
And Moses at the time was watching the flame, but he didn't know what it meant.
一开始他也不知道说原来这是神跟他显现的一个方法。
At first, he didn't realize that this is a way God was showing himself to him.
所以这个时候他看着看着，他就想说：“我要过去看看，这到底是怎么一回事了。”
So as he was watching the fire, he thought to himself, "I will go over and see the strange sight."
那一直等到他要靠近的时候，第四节说：“神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：‘摩西，摩西！’他说：‘我在这里。’”
Verse 4, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses!" And Moses said, "Here I am."
所以在这个观察对看当中，其实神在火焰看着摩西，摩西从远远的地方看着这个火，其实他是跟神在，他是看着这个火焰，他不知道里面有神呢。
So, God saw Moses from the fire, and Moses saw God, but he didn't know God was in the fire.
那 摩西他没有走开，他对这个现象他会留意，所以他想要去查个究竟。
So Moses did not walk away. He saw the strange sight. He wanted to see what's going on.
所以有时候他的这个好奇是很重要的了。
And so it's very important for him to be curious.
他看到一个现象是觉得不太一样，他想要去看清楚。
He saw a sight that's different and strange, so he wanted to find out.
今天有时候我们都会想说，如果神要跟我讲话，神要跟我显现了，应该是要比如说像保罗啊，一道大光从天上照下来啊，那我就知道神跟我显现嘛。
So sometimes we think that if God want to call us or show himself to us, it will be very much like God shine a light upon Paul.
但是在这里其实神用另外一个方法，所以神的作为是很奇妙的。
And so, yet here, God's work is very mysterious and wonderful. He attracted Moses with a different way.
用这个火焰让摩西注意了。
So he attracted Moses' attention with the flames of fire.
摩西也留意到这个火，这个荆棘林的火是特殊，是不一样。
Moses also noticed that the flames of fire in the bush was very different, was strange.
他没有就走开了，他没有说啊，那就是自然现象嘛，哈。
And he didn't say that that's natural, so walked away.
所以从摩西的这个动作本身，我们要想想，有时候我们要做观察我们周围的一个环境，我们周围的人事物。
And so from the example of Moses, we need to learn that sometimes we need to be more observant of the things around us.
如果我们发现我们周遭的一些习惯应该有的一些现象现在不一样了，我们应该要注意一下。
And so if we find that things around us are not the way it should be, we need to pay more attention to it.
因为有时候这个就是神给我们的提醒。
Because sometimes that's a reminder from God.
说不定就是像神在这里向摩西所做的，神要向摩西显现的一样相似的做法。
So it may be similar to the example of God manifesting himself to Moses.
所以如果我们看到我们周围惯常坐在我们旁边的弟兄姐妹，他们突然不见了。
So if one day you realize that the sisters or brothers sitting next to you are no longer here.
我说有时候我们就要留意注意看看问问看诶他们到底怎么了。
And we may need to ask around and find out what happened to them.
那如果突然出现了一个人我们是不认识的，我们应该是问问他诶你到底是谁，你怎么从哪里来的。
So vice versa, if you notice a new face next to you, you should ask around and ask him, where are you from?
那如果我们教会的一些环境有一些不一样的地方，我们应该要留意。这个是到底怎么一回事？
And if certain things were different around us in church, we need to pay attention and find out what happened.
所以我们会关心我们周遭的环境了。
So we need to pay attention and care about the things around us.
那有时候就在这个当中，你看摩西他就想要去看个究竟的时候，诶，他突然听到有声音在叫他。
So when Moses wanted to go closer and find out what happened, he heard a voice calling to him.
当神看着摩西要接近的时候，神就出声叫了。
So when Lord saw that Moses was going over to look, he called him.
从这里我们看到说神真的一直盯着摩西的。
So from this example, we can see that God was looking at Moses.
摩西的一举一动神都看得很清楚。
God can clearly see every action of Moses.
等到他快要接近的时候神就出声音。
So when he was about to approach the bushes, God raised his voice.
要到多近是神决定的。
And how close should Moses come towards the fire?
我们不知道说当时候摩西离这个荆棘火焰有多远。
Because we don't know at the time how far away was Moses from the bush.
但是圣经描述说神见他过去要看，然后就从荆棘里面就呼叫了，就出声音叫他。
But the Bible tells us that when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called him.
这个声音不知道是怎么样的一个 tone, 就是一个那个音调是怎么样的。
So、
是很低沉的还是很高兴的还是很高昂的，这个有时候我们要想想看的齁。
So we don't know what kind of tone God used to call upon Moses. Could it be a happy tone or a solemn tone?
因为有时候神他叫人他用的声调是要他表达的意思有时候是不同的。
Because God used different tone to call upon different people.
那所以呢神就叫摩西摩西了。
So God called Moses Moses.
这个声音是从荆棘里面出来的。
So the voice came from the bush.
如果是我们的话，如果是我们突然听到有人在叫我们，我们的反应是什么？
So if somebody called our name, what's our natural response?
如果是我们在超级市场突然听到有人在叫我们的名字，我们一定会作为观看，诶，看看到底是谁，我是认识的人才会说我在这里吧。
So if we hear our name being called in a supermarket, we might look around because obviously somebody knows us, that's why they call our names.
我们通常不会很直接的就大声喊说，哟，我在这里。
So we usually don't say, "Here I am."
我们一定会先观察一下，哎，这个是谁？到底谁在叫我啊？
We usually will look around first and see who's calling us.
那这里在旷野当中没有人，那摩西他听到神的声音，神的呼叫，他马上说：“我在这里。”
And in a desert when there's nobody around, yet when he heard the voice of God calling his name, he immediately answered, "Here I am."
那这个神从荆棘火焰里面去叫摩西这件事情，其实是非常特别。
And so indeed, this is a special thing, how God called Moses within the bush of fire.
看起来神好像不是住在天上。
It seemed that maybe God does not live in the heavens.
神本来不是应该他的宝座不是立在天上吗？他是在天上荣耀的宝座上的啊。
Shouldn't God's throne be in the heavens? Shouldn't be sitting in the throne of glory?
在这个时候，其实摩西也不知道说这到底是这个声音是谁啊。
So at the time Moses didn't know who this voice was.
但是他只是很自然的反应说有人在叫他的时候，他就说我在这里。
So his natural response when somebody called his name was to answer, "Here I am."
那神竟然是在荆棘当中叫摩西。
But, and God called Moses from the bush of fire.
我们来看一下生命记第33章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记33章。
Chapter 33.
我们看第16节。
33 verse 16.
我们从第13节读好。
Start from verse 13.
生命记33章13节。
Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 13.
那这段圣经是神在啊摩西在他要离世以前对以色列各支派的祝福。
So this passage is a blessing from Moses before he passed away.
第13节说论约瑟说愿他的地蒙神赐福得天上的宝物甘露以及地里所藏的泉水十四节。
14.
得太阳所晒熟的美果月亮所养成的宝物第15节。
15.
得上古之山的至宝勇士之岭的宝物16节。
16.
得地和其中所充满的宝物并住荆棘中上主的喜悦愿这些福都归于约瑟的头上归于那与弟兄回别之人的像顶上。这段圣经啊我们从13节到15节啊一直看到宝物啊哇
so,
天上地上的宝物通通给了约瑟。
So from verse 13 to 16, we can see that Moses blessed Joseph with the gifts, the special precious gifts from heaven and earth.
你说天上的宝天上的宝物然后山上的宝物然后地跟其中所充满的宝物哇充满都是宝。
And so the best things from the sun, from the moon, and the choicest gift from the mountains, these are all treasures.
但是第16节竟然说并且他得到住在荆棘中上主的喜悦。
And verse 16 says, and the favor of him who dwelt in the burning bush.
那这个是一个很强烈的对比。
So this is a very sharp contrast.
神竟然是住在荆棘里。
Because God was living in the bush of fire.
那神本来是住在天上。
And God originally should be living in heaven.
他是一个荣耀至高至伟大的造物主。
So he is an honorable creator of the universe.
他住在荆棘里面传达了一个信息。
But yet he gave a message in the burning bush.
因为荆棘是从亚当犯罪之后被咒诅所产生的。
Because bush is a result of Adam being cursed by God.
神其实从亚当一犯罪的时候他就已经准备了这个救恩的计划要来拯救人了。
But the truth is, God already prepared this salvation from the day that Adam has sinned.
他来住在荆棘里面来体会人间被罪所控制之后那个痛苦。
So he lived in the bush so that he can experience the pain, from sin.
他来跟我们一起长寿来尝尝那个被咒地被咒诅之后所产生那个苦果。
And so she's here to taste the bitterness, as a result of the earth being cursed by God.
所以住在荆棘中的这个主其实是充满着对人的爱人怜悯。
So the Lord that lives in the burning bush is filled with mercy and grace.
神可以从很多地方来叫摩西的。
So God can call upon Moses from many different places.
但这个地方当神从荆棘里面叫摩西以后
But after God called Moses from the burning bush,
一开始当然摩西他不知道他是谁的。
So at first Moses didn't know who he was.
但是摩西他是很单纯的回答说我在这里。
But Moses at the time simply answered, "Here I am."
那神怎么跟他说呢？
So what did God answer him?
我们请看回来出埃及记第三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
神说你不要进前来，要把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Verse 5, do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
本来这个地方可能摩西走过很多次的。
So that place may be a place that Moses walked by many times.
但是现在神竟然跟他说，这个声音竟然跟他说，你要把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你站的地方是圣的。
But this voice now tells him that take off your sandals for the place where you're standing is holy ground.
所以我们这里看到说有神临在的地方就是圣地了。
So from here we can see that wherever God's presence is the holy ground.
本来是一个很普通的地方。
Originally is a very ordinary place.
但是当神来到这里，这里就是变成圣洁的。
But when God comes upon that place become the holy ground.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
那所以从这个神所说的你所站的地方是圣地这句话里面，我们看到一个很重要的道理。
So from the fact that God says, the passage where God says this is a holy ground, we can learn a very important teaching.
今天神在哪里？
So today, where is our God?
我们说神的国在我们的心里。
We can say that God's kingdom lives in our hearts.
我们的身体成为神的殿。
So our body becomes a temple of God.
所以神临在的地方一定是要圣的。
So wherever God's presence is must be holy.
今天我们的心要能够保持圣洁。
So today our heart needs to be kept holy.
因为神说这个地方是我所站的地方。
So because God says this is a place where I stand.
今天我们的心如果没有办法把这些污秽的东西把它除掉。
So today if we cannot get rid of the filthy things in our hearts.
神其实就很难真的在这里让我们看到了。
Then it will be difficult for God to manifest himself.
在我们的心里面去感受到神的临在。
And so it's hard for us to experience the Spirit of God in our hearts.
这是为什么在不管在哪一种训练班里面，特别是青年的神训班，一直强调一定要能够把这个罪，把一些污秽的事情把它从生活当中除去。
And that's why we emphasize over and over, especially in the youth theological seminars, that we need to get rid of the filthiness in our hearts.
我们的心是神的殿，是神所站之地。
So our hearts is a temple of God is where God stands.
要把那个脏污秽的东西把它脱去。
So we must get rid of the filthiness.
那所以我们弟兄姐妹我们彼此勉励。
So brothers and sisters, this is our mutual encouragement.
让我们的心里面真的能够把一些污秽的观念、污秽的物品从我们的家里、从我们的心里面都除去。
And so that we can together get rid of the filthy thoughts from our heart, the filthy things from our homes.
圣洁的神他不会住在一个污秽的地方。
Because a holy God will not dwell in a filthy place.
所以有时候我们弟兄姐妹在祷告当中发现说，为什么祷告里面没办法感受到神，好像离神很远。
So sometimes in our prayers, we might wonder why is it that I can't experience God? I feel so far away from God.
这个问题绝对不在神本身。
So the problem is never because of God.
问题是在我们可能有一些事情有一些观念或一些做法是让神不愿意来靠近我们。
And the problem is that there are some things we do, some thoughts we have that prevents God from drawing closer to us.
所以我们一定要仔细的去检讨我们自己。
And so therefore we must carefully examine ourselves.
把一些污秽的事从我们的心里除去。
So we have to get rid of the filthy things from our hearts.
那我们就要注意我们到底所看的是什么。
So we have to pay attention to what we're watching.
我们在家里面我们看了什么样的东西？
So in our homes, what are we seeing and watching?
什么样的电影，什么样的 DVD 我们在观赏的？
So what kind of DVDs or movies are we watching?
什么样的电视节目我们常常在收看的？
So what kind of entertainment programs are we watching?
什么样的 internet 的网站我们常常去上去看的？
So what kind of internet websites are we visiting often?
这是从我们个人的层面来看，神所占的地是圣地，一定要保持圣洁。
So individually speaking, the place where God stands must be a holy place, so we must be holy.
那从教会的角度来看也是一样。
So from the church standpoint, this also is true.
今天我们弟兄姐妹聚在这里，这个地方就属神的。
So today, as the brothers and sisters gather here, this place belongs to God.
所以教会需要是圣洁的。
So therefore, church needs to be holy.
当我们来到教会的时候，我们知道这里神在当中。
So when we come to church, we know that God is here.
那我们就要让我们的教会保持圣洁。
And so we need to keep the church holy.
那所以在教会里面，能什么事情是神不喜悦的，我们就要很清楚。
And so we must know clearly what are the things that are displeasing to God.
我们要怎么样让每一个人来到神的殿里面都能够感受说神听垂听我的祷告。
So what can we do so that everyone can experience that God is listening to our prayers?
那凡是有需要的到神这里来的，他能够祷告蒙垂听， 他的病能得医治，他的祈求能够得到应允，其实跟这个教会有没有圣洁是有关系的。
So whether or not an illness can be healed, a prayer is heard, has a lot to do whether or not we're holy.
或者是鬼有没有办法赶出去。
Or whether or not a demon can be cast out.
因为神说这个我所站的地方是要圣洁的。
Because God said that where he stands must be holy.
其实神他不是在火焰当中吗？
But isn't God in the burning bush?
如果神是烈火，那么所站的地方如果是污秽的，其实神也可以用火把它烧掉了。
So if God was flames of fire and the place where he stands was holy, couldn't God just burn up the place?
但是神就是告诉摩西说，你把你的鞋脱掉。
But instead, God told Moses to take off your sandals.
因为是出于神的爱。
Because that is because of love of God.
所以神事先跟人提醒了。
And so God forewarns everyone.
那么听到神的声音的人，他把鞋脱掉了，他在这个地方就像摩西一样，他在那里看到神。
And so those who listen to God will take off the sandals and they will see God there.
我们没有办法想象说，如果摩西不管神所告诉他的话，说那我就不要，我为什么要脱鞋？
So we can't imagine what would be the consequence of Moses if he did not listen to God and ask why should I take off my sandals.
不知道会有什么样的结果。
So I couldn't imagine what kind of consequence would come.
当然这个事情不会发生了，只是我们自己有空没空去想想看而已。
But of course this did not take place, this is just something I'm wondering.
因为摩西他听神的话把鞋脱下来了。
Because Moses listened to God, he took off his sandals.
所以那我们看到说神提醒我们要在他所临在的地方保持圣洁。
So God reminds us that where he stands, we must remain holy.
所以我们今天来到教会以前，其实我们就已经要开始准备我们的心情。
And so today, before we even arrive in church, we must already prepare our hearts.
我们在进教会以前，可能就要先检讨一下，把一些误会的事情把它留在外面了。
So before we enter the door to the chapel, we have to get rid of the filthiness. We need to leave it outside.
所以当我们来教会路上，我们听什么音乐，其实会有关系的。
And so this has to do with what kind of music we listen on our way to church.
我们现在很多人在车上都有 DVD 啊。
So there are a lot of people that have DVDs in their car.
特别是小孩子。
Especially with kids.
因为我们这里大家都很近，所以我们大概还不需要到这样子了。
And so because we all live close, so perhaps not many people do this.
我们有个姐妹，她到教会去聚会的时候要开车大概50分钟到一个小时。
So there's a sister that needed to drive 50 minutes to an hour to church.
在这个一个小时的路程当中呢，她有三个小孩，都还小。
So she has three little kids. So during this one-hour drive to church,
为了要让他们在这个路上能够很不会吵闹，很安静的这样子啊，很 peaceful， 就是不会吵架。
So in order for them to get along peacefully,
她就在路上呢就开始放电影给他们看。
And so she started playing movie to show them in the car.
虽然都是看小孩子的电影。
So even though they're all kids programs.
但是其实小孩子电影其实也现在充满很多暴力。
But the truth is there are a lot of violence hidden within the kids programs.
当然孩子在车上就很安静咯。
So of course the kids are quiet in the car.
他也不会跟父母亲打扰什么事情，反正就是看他的电影嘛。
And so they wouldn't bother the parents because they just watched their movie.
但是等到他到了要聚会的地方，下了车要听道理要祷告的时候，完全没有心。
But when they come into the chapel ready to pray, they don't have the heart to pray.
他们脑筋里面基本上都是电影里面的情节。
And so because all they're thinking about in their mind is the movie.
所以那个一早上就有小孩子的幼小班的重要教育的课程。
So in the morning there is kindergarten programs.
小孩子他一句话都听不进去。
And so her kids could not listen to any word in the lesson.
他这样子持续了好几个礼拜都没有办法听进去，那个道理怎么讲都是没有办法装进去的。
And so that lasted for several weeks.
好像那个脑筋被 block 住一样。
It's just as if her kid's mind was blocked by the movies.
那小孩子也静不下来，没办法坐下来真的听老师讲故事。
And so the kids cannot sit still to listen to the teacher telling them stories.
后来有一个姐妹呢，她就发现不太对劲，为什么突然变这样子。
And so the sister then realized that something was wrong.
原来就发现说就是在路上都是在看电影。
And so she realized that it's because they're watching movies in the car.
后来就建议这个妈妈把这个电影拿掉，不要再看电影。
And so she recommended that mother to take away the movies.
来教会之前就要把这些脏的东西，把那个鞋子脱掉，脱在外面了。
And so before they arrive at church, they need to take off the sandals, get rid of the filthiness.
在路上，你可以跟他讲话。
So on the way to church, you can talk to them.
小孩子如果不会影响安全，你就让他跟他讲话，跟他唱诗。
So provided that is everything is safe, you can talk to them, you can sing hymns with them.
一改变之后，那个孩子就不一样。
And so after that change, then the kids became different.
他到聚会的时候，听了道理，唱诗歌。感觉好像变成另外一个人。
And so when they arrive at church, they listen to the stories and they see hymns. They are different people.
而且变得非常的很容易被管教，很容易听话。
And so they also became very obedient kids. They listen easily.
那这个就是这里要保持圣洁，其实要从我们在路上，从还没有接近以前就要开始这样做。
So to keep ourselves holy, that needs to start before we even approach at church.
那神叫了摩西以后，其实神还很重要的是神跟他做自我介绍。
So after Moses, God called Moses, a very important thing God then did was to introduce himself.
我们知道摩西他一定是把鞋子脱掉了。
So we know that Moses took off his sandals.
那在三章的第六节，神说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
Verse 6, God said, I am the God of your father, God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, God of Jacob.
神对摩西做自我介绍。
So God introduced himself to Moses.
很清楚的只有讲一个概念而已。
So he simply, mentioned one concept.
神并没有跟他说我就是那个造天地万物的那个至高的主宰。
So God didn't tell Moses that he is the almighty God that created the world.
他说我是你父亲的神。
He instead said that I am the God of your father.
在那个时候摩西的父亲不知道还有没有在。
So I don't know if Moses' father was still living at the time.
但是就是说我就是你的祖先的神啊。
But God tell him that I am the father of your ancestors.
从一开始他说我就是亚伯拉罕的神。
So from the beginning, he is a God of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他的故事对摩西他们来说是很清楚的。
So the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is something that's very familiar to Moses.
犹太人当时候的以色列人哦，他们的信仰能够传递，就是在家里面不断的重述以前神所发生在列祖身上的故事。
So at the time, the faith continues because the Israelites verbally tell the stories of their ancestors to their next generations.
所以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神对摩西来说，他从小都知道的。
And so the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a story that he was very familiar with since he was young.
现在荆棘火焰里面这个声音跟他说我就是你父亲的神。
And now the voice that came from the burning fire told him that I am the God of Abraham.
这个神是在他们当中的。
And this is the God that lived among them.
是跟他们是那么亲近。
It's a God that's very close to them.
神今天如果跟他自我介绍说我就是天地那个造物主，是远远在天上，是高不可及的。
So if God today introduced himself as a God that created a universe, that would be a God that's very distant from him, that is unreachable.
他说我就是你父亲的神。
But instead he said that I am the God of your father.
所以这个神是可以去体验的，可以去经历的。
So this is a God that he can experience, he can touch.
当神这样说以后，摩西他说他蒙上脸，因为他怕看到神。
So after God said this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
你看之前摩西他不是一直望着那个荆棘火焰一直盯着看吗？
At first, wasn't Moses staring at the burning bush?
他以前他就一直看着这个火焰呢。
And Moses was staring at the bush for a while.
那神也是在看着他。
God was also looking at Moses.
所以其实有一段时间是只是摩西不知道而已，神看着摩西，摩西看着神的。
And so for a period of time, Moses and God was looking at each other. Moses just didn't realize that.
一直到神自我介绍之后，摩西突然发现他不敢再看神了。
So it wasn't until God introduced himself, then Moses hid his face.
他把他的脸遮起来。
So he hid his face, he was afraid to look at God.
在这个地方，圣经描述并不是像亚伯拉罕，神跟他显现的时候，亚伯拉罕趴在地上。
And so the description here was very different from Abraham because when God called upon Abraham, Abraham fell prostrate on the ground.
Yeah, 摩西他说他是把他的脸盖着。
But instead, Moses hid his face.
为什么他会变？他有这个转变
？So why was this? Why? What? How did this change come about?
我们看，有时候我们人如果不认识神的时候，我们就不会怕神。
Because sometimes if we don't know God, then we're not afraid of God.
等到神跟他介绍完以后， 摩西他忽然了解。
So after God introduced himself to Moses, then Moses realized this.
这个我父亲这个神，他是至高，是人不能看的，一看就没命了。
And that the God of his father, is a God that cannot be looked at. Anyone that looks at God will die.
因为这个神是圣洁的。
Because this is a holy God.
我们人是污秽的。
And as men, we are filthy.
所以从他们的从小就有一个观念，圣洁的神，我们人是不配看他。
So ever since they're little, they have this concept that as a human, we cannot look at our holy God.
那这个神，他现在竟然跟我讲话，跟我显现。
But now this God now is appearing to me, talking to me.
这个敬畏的心马上产生。
And so he immediately had a heart of fear.
所以我们有时候要怎么样能够敬畏神呢？
So how can we learn to fear God?
我们一定要真的认识神。
We must first know God.
那认识神当然有很多方法的。
And so there are many ways to get to know God.
今天神是直接出声音跟摩西自我介绍。
And at the time, God voiced and called upon Moses.
今天这个时代，我们很感谢神，神把他的话语留在圣经里面，让我们可以看得到。
So during our generation, we give thanks to God because God left His words in the Bible for us to read.
所以有时候我们会想说，哎，为什么有些人他在教会里面他的动作举止呢，似乎很不太敬虔。
And so today we might wonder why is it that somebody who comes to church yet their action is not very devout?
原因就在于可能这个人他不是真的认识神。
And the truth is that this person perhaps may not know God truly.
如果真的认识神的，一定会怕神。
If they know God, they must fear God.
所以今天我们要让怎么样让我们的孩子能够敬畏神
？So today, how can we teach our children to fear God?
因为一个人如果会敬畏神，那么他的行事、他的做每一件事情都有分寸。
And so today, if a person knows God, then he will do everything appropriately.
那重点它的关键就在要能够让他们真的认识神。
So the key is how can we teach them to know God?
看到神真在这里。
How can we show them that God is here?
那这个时候呢我们就一定会把我们的脸蒙上来。
And if once we know, we will hide our faces.
蒙上脸这个就是像在以赛亚书第六章里面那个撒拉弗在神的宝座周围的时候他用他的翅膀把他的脸遮住了。
So to hide one's face is similar to, In Isaiah, how seraph hid their faces with their wings.
撒拉弗他们是在神的宝座周围服侍神的。
So seraphs are servants that are serving God next to the throne.
六个翅膀。
And they have six wings.
用两个翅膀把他的脸遮住。
So they use two wings to hide their faces.
用两个翅膀来飞行。
And they use two wings to fly.
用两个翅膀把他的脚遮起来。
And two wings to hide their feet.
这撒拉弗他们的这个动作其实有很深的含义。
And so the actions of seraph itself has very profound meanings.
那摩西他当他认识神以后。
So after Moses knew God.
他把他的脸遮起来。
He now hid his face.
因为他现在要听神的话。
Because now he's ready to listen to God's words.
不敢再像他自己。
He no longer was dare to be himself.
他怕看到神。
He was afraid to see God.
因为这个神是至可畏的。
Because this is God, this God is an almighty God, that's worthy of being feared.
当摩西有这个动作以后。
So after Moses had this action.
我们就看到说圣经第出埃及记三章第七节神就接着跟摩西这样说了。
So after Moses did this, we can see on Exodus chapter 3 verse 7, Lord said.
他说我的百姓在埃及所受的苦我看见了。
That I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt.
他们受督工的辖制所发的哀声我听见了。
I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers.
我知道他们的痛苦。
I am concerned about their sufferings.
我现在下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
And so I have come down to rescue them from the hand of Egyptians.
我要把他领他们到那美好宽阔流奶与蜜的地方。
And will bring them out to the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey.
第九节说以色列人的哀声达到我的耳中我现在我也看见埃及人怎么样欺压他们了。
Verse 9, now the cry of the Israelites have reached me and I've seen the way of Egyptians are oppressing them.
这三节圣经所描述的是神他真的很关心他的百姓。
And so from these three verses, we can see that God truly cares about his people.
神他是很忍耐的。
God is a God that will, that is patient.
以色列人他们不是在埃及已经受苦很久了吗?
And didn't the Israelites suffered in the land of Egypt for a long time?
圣经 描述说，自从约瑟死了以后，新的法老王起来，不认识约瑟，后来就开始就欺压这个以色列人了。
The Bible tells us that ever since Joseph passed away, the new Pharaoh didn't know Joseph, and they began to oppress the Egyptians. I mean, the Israelites.
那这么长的时间里面，他们所受的苦，神其实一开始就知道了。
And so during this long period of time, their suffering is well known to God.
神都没有讲什么话。
But yet God didn't speak a word.
就看着他们被欺压。
So God watched them being oppressed.
每一天都听到他们哀叫的声音。
God heard their cry every day.
但是神他都忍下来了。
But God, waited patiently.
一直到神认为适当的时候，他才要有动作。
So it wasn't until God thinks the time is, right, then he began his actions.
那其实神是，我们说我们的神是有怜悯有慈爱的神的。
We say that our God is full of mercy and grace.
他深深体会他的百姓所受的苦。
He can feel the suffering of his people.
只是他在等待。
But he was waiting.
他等待一个时机。
He was waiting for a good timing.
那个时机是什么呢？
So what is that good timing?
我们看创世纪的第十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
创世纪十七章。
Turn to, Genesis chapter 17.
对不起，是第十五章哦，第十五章。
Genesis chapter 15。
创世纪十五章。
Genesis chapter 15。
第十三节。
Verse 13。
第十三节，神对亚伯兰说：“你要的确知道，你的后裔必聚居别的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们四百年。”我们跳过去看第十六节。
Skip to verse 16。
到了第四代，他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。那这里圣经在描述说，神在等，要等到迦南地里面的人那些罪恶满了，神才要动作。
So here tell us that God was waiting until the sin of the people living in Canaan reached its full measure before he takes action.
神对他所要做的事情有一个很清楚的计划的。
So God has a perfect plan for everything he does.
那所以呢，其实神他看着他的百姓在受苦，他本身也在受苦。
But when God was watching his people being oppressed, he himself was feeling the suffering.
这是为什么他要住在荆棘里面。
And this is why he was living in the burning bush.
他并没有让他的百姓受苦，他自己坐在天上的宝座上。
He did not leave his people in suffering, yet he himself sat on his throne.
那他现在，在他认为适当的时机里面，他跟摩西显现。
So now, in a timing that he deemed was the best, he now appeared himself to Moses.
要派他去执行神所要做的事。
So he sent Moses to do things that he appointed him to do.
所以神在火焰当中向摩西显现，跟他讲完以后，第三章的第十节，神这样说。
So after the Lord appeared himself to Moses in burning bushes, he now says.
他说：“我要打发你去见法老。”
That he will send him to see Pharaoh.
要使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及地领出来。第三章的第十节。
In, verse 10, so now I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people of Israelite out of Egypt.
神要派他去。
And so God now will send him to go.
这是为什么神要叫摩西的目的。
So this is the purpose of why God is calling Moses.
神要交付摩西一个很重要的任务，这是别人没办法做的。So,
God gave Moses a very important mission, something that cannot be done by other people.
那摩西他现在听到要去见法老王。
So Moses now hears that he needs to see a Pharaoh.
他第一个反应就是，摩西现在对神说，他说我是什么人
？So he said to God, "Who am I?"
我竟然能够将以色列人从埃及领出来吗？
That I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelite out of Egypt.
这是一个很自然的反应。
So this is a very natural response.
对摩西来说，我现在是牧羊人。
So to Moses, he was merely tending the flocks.
他已经什么都没有了。
So he had nothing.
他以前所学的那些学问对他来说40年大概都忘光光了。
And so all the teachings, education he received, he forgot it all in 40 years.
对神所要给他的工作，他基本上觉得我怎么有可能去做呢？
So to the mission that God entrusted him to do, he asked, how can he do it?
所以摩西他现在对着神的这个呼召啊，他有一个很深的体验，说我到底是谁？
And so, facing the calling of God, Moses wondered who he is.
有时候神会呼叫人去做一些事情。
Sometimes God will call us to do certain things.
但是常常我们所听到的见证都是被呼叫人都会觉得说我是不配的。
And in many testimonies, we hear that the people that are being called by God, often think that they are unworthy.
我们有一个传道也是这样子，神叫他。
And there's a pastor in our church was called by God.
神感动他，呼叫他。
God moved him and called upon him.
一次，觉得我不配。
So first time he thinks he's unworthy.
第二次，应该不是我。
And second time he wonders maybe he's not calling me.
一直到第三次，他才很清楚的，是的，神要叫他。
So it wasn't until the third time he realized clearly that God was calling him.
他才勇敢的问。我是谁？我竟然能够去做吗？
And then he asked himself, "Who am I? How can I do this?"
所以，其实我们常常要了解我们到底是谁啦。
And so we have to realize who we are.
那通常也都是当我们觉得我们什么都不是的时候。
So it's often when we think that we are nothing.
那神才会真的交付我们去做事。
Then God will give us a mission to accomplish.
因为摩西他的回答里面就已经看到摩西觉得说。这件事情我是做不来的。
And so in Moses' response, we can see that Moses realized that he could not accomplish his mission.
就是因为这样子，所以神接下去跟他说。
So because of this, God continued to tell him.
十二节，神说：“我必与你同在。”
In verse 12, God says, "I will be with you."
我是我派你去的。
And that I am sending you.
所以我带着你去的。
And so I will lead you.
就是因为摩西他先知道我是什么人。
And this is because Moses himself realized who he was.
我是什么都不是。
That he was nothing.
那这个时候神说我就跟你去。
And so then God says, I will be with you.
在这种情况下人才真的会听神的话的。
And so only under this circumstance, he will listen to God.
当然这个后面还有很多很多接下去神跟摩西的对话。
And so there's conversation between God and Moses that's recorded later on.
神跟摩西说我跟你同在不是讲空的。
And God says to Moses that I will be with you, and that's not in vain.
接下来神包括你要跟法老说什么话，神都跟他准备好了。
And God also prepared the speech that he will tell Pharaoh.
你要用什么方法去领出来，神都已经先给他了。
And God already told Moses how he will lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
神给摩西很多很多装备，最后摩西去了。
And so God equipped Moses well, then Moses went to see Pharaoh.
那所以我们从这里看到说神在呼叫摩西。
And so from here we can see that God called upon Moses.
摩西他很单纯的回答说我在这里。
So Moses simply answered, here I am.
然后神对他做自我介绍了。
And then God introduced himself to Moses.
当他认识神以后。
So after he knew God.
他就发现他自己什么都不是的。
Then he realized that he was nothing.
当他什么都不是的时候。
When he realized he was unworthy.
神就说我与你同在。
Then God told him that I will be with you.
你现在要做的工作我告诉你怎么做。
And that I will teach you what you should do.
那摩西的这个故事要带给我们什么？
And so what is the point of Moses' story?
今天我们可能会觉得说我不是摩西。
So today you might think that I'm not Moses.
神难道会叫我去带什么人出来吗？
So will God today tell me to lead certain people out?
其实是的。
And the answer is yes.
今天神在叫我们每一个人。
Because here, God today is calling upon each one of us.
今天我们有些弟兄姐妹在罪当中被辖制的。
And there are certain brothers and sisters today that are being bonded by their sin.
有些朋友我们认识的亲人他们还没有来信主。
And there may be friends or family that have not known the Lord.
这些人要怎么样能够脱离那个罪的辖制，能够从黑暗当中进入光明里呢？
So how can these people be released from the bondage? How can they enter the light from their darkness?
神可以自己做，没有问题。
God himself can get this done. There's no problem with that.
就好像神也可以用他大能的手直接把以色列人从埃及领出来。
And just like God could have used his mighty hands to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
但是神就是要借着摩西来做这件事情。
But God instead wanted to rely on Moses to do this mission.
今天神也是要借着我们每一个人去把在黑暗当中的人把他领出来。
So today God also wanted to use every one of us to lead people out of darkness into light.
我昨天在昨前天啊，前天在神学班的时候，跟大家介绍，跟这些青年介绍我们美国现在教会在各地的情形，以及我们在偏远地区到底有哪些信徒，现在工作到底怎么样，给他们做一个简单的介绍。
So 2 days ago, I made a simple, brief introduction to the youth regarding all the holy works in the United States and activities in the more remote areas.
那我在准备这些资料的时候，突然发现，从去年的 NCC 的报告里面看到，我们各教会现在信徒到底多少人？
And as I was preparing for this summary, I was looking at the NCC report of the number of members in each church.
我们喜乐路教会应该是有168个。
So in Cerritos Church, we should have a membership of 168.
这么多人里面，但是我们现在能够坐在会堂里面所安息的，其实不到100个。
But yet the people that are here observing Sabbath is less than 100.
那表示说我们有很多很多的信徒已经迷失了，不知道去哪里了。
So that means that there are a lot of members, believers that are lost. We don't even know where they are.
这些人要怎么样能够再回来
？So how can we bring them back?
这些人一定是要我们每一个人去把他带回来的。
And so these people rely on us to lead them back.
如果我们没有去把他们叫回来
，So if we don't bring them back,
他们就像这些以色列人在埃及地一样，就是被那个督工。瑕疵然后发出哀声
So they will be like the Israelites being oppressed by the Egyptians.
其实神都知道
And God knows it all.
但是神就等待是不是有人愿意听从他的呼召
But God is waiting for anyone who's willing to listen to his calling.
然后愿意能够发现说其实我们是没有办法做什么的
And God is waiting for somebody who realizes that they're unworthy to do anything.
然后愿意听到神的接受神的应许说我必与你同在
And whoever is willing to listen to God's promise that He will be with them.
你要从这百要百从将百姓从这个奴隶之地把他领出来。
And that will lead the people out of the land of slavery.
那所以这就是神的呼叫。
So this is God's calling.
今天当我们知道以后
，So today once we realize that
这个责任其实就已经交付在我们身上了。
This responsibility is already entrusted to us.
我们要祈求神帮助我们。
So we have to ask God to help us.
那我们有像摩西这样一个单纯的心。
So that we have a simple heart like Moses.
回应神的呼叫。
That we can respond to God's calling.
说主，我在这里。
And answer to Him, Lord, here I am.
然后能够靠着神。
And then we can rely on Him.
神一定会装备我们。
God will surely equip us.
赐给我们所当说的话。
He will give us the words that we need to speak.
我们所当做的事。
And the things that we should do.
然后把这些迷失的羊把它找回来。
And that help us lead back the lost flocks.
让他们能够脱离罪的辖制。
So that they can be released from the bondage of sin.
跟我们在一起来同守安息。
So once again, they can rest with us.
在这里能够一起来荣耀神的名。
And that here together we can glorify the name of God.
愿主耶稣基督帮助祝我们。
So may Lord Jesus help and bless all of us.
让我们每个人都能够跟神说，我在这里。
And so that let each one of us say to the Lord, "Here I am."
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing Him together.
392首。
392.